God calls the church to use our gifts, to organize ourselves with the goal of unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God, which is not merely knowing that there is a God, but knowing who he is. What is he like? What God likes and doesn't like, with the goal of growing the body of Christ. So I understand about growing bigger, stronger, but I also understand it to be growing by reaching these people who are not yet, who are people God has called, who are people who, when they answer the call, are gifted and add to what is lacking in the body of Christ that Christ is building up as we come together and reach who's not yet and grow. You in this room are not the finished church in Alva at the Baptist Church. There are people who are not yet here, and who yet has to come hasn't been revealed because they're not here yet. And what they will bring, you don't know yet. So everything that works right now, that works fine, needs to make room because it's not finished, it doesn't work fine, and it's not yet. It's just good enough for right now. And when we see Jesus and he will say, "Welcome, good and faithful servant," to us in, you know what we'll say, what our response will be? I'm an unprofitable servant. I have only done what I was supposed to do. Do you know what you're supposed to do? Have you heard from God and God said, "I want you to do that," and you said, "Yes, God, I will do that. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do"? That's a question this morning about us in the body of Christ. Now back to God's chosen and disobedient people, the Jewish nation, in Romans chapter 11. At verse 15, he says, if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? If the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. If this bit is holy, so is the bit it got taken from. Okay. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. So this connected to that, I get that too. I've heard about branches somewhere else in Scripture. Note to self. But if some branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others, and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree. Okay, horticulturally, I'm told that actually taking this bit and putting it into that bit, it's not so likely to succeed from a different species of plant. But that it does, we would consider a miracle. So you're happy, Gentile believer, that you're grafted into the tree that is God's promises to Israel, aren't you? I mean, are you happy that God says, "I've chosen you and I want to live together with you in eternity"? I am. And he says, so if the miracle of you being included in that, even though you're not originally from that, and verse 18 doesn't have the word "then" in front of it, but it could. You could write on the margin of your Bible, "then." So 17 says, "but if," and 18 is "then." Do not be arrogant toward the branches, the ones that were broken off. If you are, remember, it's not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you'll say, "Branches were broken off so that I might be gathered in, grafted in. Branches were broke off so that I might be grafted in." That's true. So, phew, nobody's arguing that. They were broken off because of their unbelief. But you stand fast through faith. So don't give that up. So do not become proud, but fear. Fear. Phobia. Phobos. Be afraid. Okay? Now, I know that I prefer reverence to describe that fear, but it's not. It's phobia. You afraid of spiders? Phobia. You afraid of heights? Phobia. Are you afraid of praying in front of the church? Phobia. Okay? So they were broken off for their unbelief. You stand fast through faith. Don't be proud, but fear. Like, oh God, I know there's hell. It's real. Save me. I will stay. I will abide. Oh, Lord. This is the thing that Paul is saying in Romans chapter 11. Verse 21 says, if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Wow. What a strong admonition to Roman-believing church. Stay stuck. Don't be stuck up. And when the other people get brought in, don't be arrogant like you belong. They don't. Aren't you glad you're in? Don't you want them in? I preach to you so that they'll go in. My cousins, my brothers, my neighbors, the people I know, the people I worship with, the people who I used to kill you lot for when I was one of them. Not that he's more committed to these than those, but he says, you see me in front of you? I really want them to be here too. And you should, because that's how you got in. Do you get it? Are you with me this morning? This is intense, but really important stuff. And it's Romans chapter 11, and you can't get away from it. And this church, what are we doing? Right? We're doing everything so that we can be solid, straight, healthy, and reaching all the people who God calls because they matter to him like I matter to him. And I'm so glad I matter enough to him to have someone come get me. So I'm here to you. And what about them?